That's very interesting. It's kind of a more localized experience, and something that makes a lot of sense as a great fit for social media. Maybe there are these more localized experiences, just like what you're thinking about in terms of the way your data can be used in very very specific applications, right?
Yeah, I also think that for smaller institutions who are working, so I'm thinking of this from the perspective of scholars, actually, because I think that I know more scholars than small institutions. But the way that people use the things that they work on in either classes or that they work on as individuals, and that there are lots of tools out there that are like quite simple transcription tools or small transcribathons. That's something that I've done with various classes here at Penn, and I think that it's a way to make a very small set of data, and then there are actually places that will publish data, or one can publish it on even something like GitHub, which it might seem like an odd fit, but is something that's already available and it's not expensive.
Have you seen anyone using GitHub in that way recently?
Yeah, so I guess this is a little bit of a sad example, but Elijah Meeks recently released a very moving and I think quite beautiful map that was about the mass shootings. And one of the links in his description of the map is to a guy who's been basically collecting all of these data sets on the shootings and releasing them. And so it's just a very small personal project of someone to aggregate this data and then make it available through GitHub.
Interesting. So what's next for curating menus? You
Well,
guys Yeah, do tell.
should we talk about not cleaning?
We can talk a little bit about not cleaning. The project proceeds in this kind of step-by-step way where sometimes we're really trying to write and reflect about what we're doing, and then sometimes we're all right, we need to get this data curation activity going, the next step that it needs to go. And so at the moment we're in this writing and reflecting phase a little bit more, because over the spring and early summer, we were very much in tool building mode and really building out the next set of things that we're using to work on the data directly, and now we're in the reflecting mode. So we're actually working on a piece called Against Cleaning, kind of capturing some of these ideas about how our thinking has evolved about the way the work that we're doing fits with the work that the contributors to what's on the menu have already done.
Okay, and can you talk a little bit more about that? Or is it, do we have to stay tuned?
I think we can give the short version. It's thought and process for sure. I don't know, Katie, that was a toss in your
Yes,
direction.
I know it was, and as you know, my internet connection's been terrible, so I missed like a portion of what you had already explained.
I basically just tossed out the title and said, we're thinking about how our work relates to the work of the contributors that they've already done, and kind of this move away from cleaning.
Yeah, and so I guess that maybe I'll go ahead and spoil it and say that the term that we've become interested in is the idea of indexing. And so instead of thinking about the work that we are doing as in some way overriding or fixing someone else's wrong work, instead we're thinking of it as expanding upon and networking information. And whether this could be a productive way to think. About what
I missed the last part. I was
so
on
we're
the
thinking about what
edge.
humanities data curation might be like in terms of a kind of network knowledge making.
Okay. I was on the edge of my seat for the beginning
Oh.
part of that, and then I missed the second part. But I do remember reading about this conflict between indexing and improving access to data in that way versus improving data, which I thought was really fascinating, a really fascinating idea, and I'd love to hear more about it. I mean, it's a conflict because do you feel like your traditional role is potentially to improve upon data and not index it?